Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Sports Shots Pod. I'm Isaiah. I'm here with Kyle. And we broke the consistency. We had a month straight of episodes. And that has to do with recording difficulties, technical difficulties, and schedule. Right? So, at least we didn't take a two-week hiatus. It's just a one-week. Right? But I mentioned this whole thing in the first pod because we were so excited about this, but we got upgrades, people. This is my Kyle's second time seeing this, but we have upgrades. We are slowly transitioning into a video-based podcast. You have Kyle and myself, as you see our name tags, you see our titles, co-host, and I have audio visualizer or analyzer. Synthesize, whatever you want to call it. You could see the blue bars go up and down when I talk. There you go. I'm T-Pain in this bitch. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, we also have, what are they called? Subtitles? What do news or podcasters call them? They bought them? They're not diagrams. They're not.
I don't know. Notes.
Sure, whatever.
They have a term.
We have topics now. We have shown topics. And the first topic of the day is what's in the cup. Now, me, I don't have a cup. I have a bottle. I'm going to be just drinking shit out of this. Y'all hear this? That's straight Johnny Walker that I'm drinking out of.
Sounds like straight AA.
Ew, it's going to go straight in me. No homo.
Pause that.
Yeah. Anyway, to make it less awkward, what are you drinking?
Sweet tea, because I already had a cup earlier, and I need to settle my stomach, because that is good old Chick-fil-A sweet tea.
Ah, the Sunjoy, or formerly known as the Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, why did they change the name?
Cancel culture.
Why did Sierra Mist change their name?
I don't even know Sierra Mist changed their name. What did they change their name to?
Actually, I do know. Apparently, some I don't know, some OnlyFans or some, I don't know, some millennial, whatever you want to call them. Apparently, she went by the name Sierra Mist and sued. PepsiCo tried to do a cease and desist, and it going through court. I don't know if it settled on that or whatever, but yeah, gotcha. One folklore as to why the name got dropped so suddenly. Pepsi might say, nah, it's because of marketing, but I don't know. We'll see. That's why I was wondering.
The last thing you want to go is search for a case of Sierra Miss and the OnlyFans page pops up. So.
Yeah, we don't need that.
No.
See what Shannon Sharp is dealing with.
But with that being said, we're going to move on to the next topic, and you'll be able to see it here. We're going to talk some little NBA recap. Right. Now, we did record last week. It just, we had all different activities, so we won't mention what about last week. But this week, we had the draft lottery. Now, Kyle, what are your first thoughts on this year's draft lottery? Your honest opinion. Non-biased, straightforward, honest opinion.
Why even have the lottery?
Okay, all right. Well, I thought you should go straight,
Oh, I will. F the lottery. That is the first thought. I mean, straight up.
Easy now. So, Kyle has some strong, full opinions on this. Just not the lottery in general, but the outcome.
Ain't nothing different than what about a good 4 to 5 million people would also say. But it's like, I don't know what secret tape San Antonio and Dallas has on the league office as to why they get all this special treatment. The Spurs, they get, they get generational talent one after the other, or the high draft picks to pull off trades that actually helps them win. And then you just give them more stock. I mean, who knows? Maybe they get Giannis, maybe not. But the chips definitely fell in their favor if they wanted a bargain to bring them over. And I say that as to Why is it that Houston just got to be sit back in the background and watching those two stack up all the assets, all the attention, all the chances to put them over the top? Like, is like did something happen where they get where they pissed off the league in the 90s where Houston couldn't do shit no more? And then we become Golden State's bitch in the process?
I mean, you know, you're not wrong with the Spurs. I mean, we've gotten back-to-back Rookie of the Year, you know, from the draft. And that's pretty exciting, even though we can't make
it. In the same season where the Rockets finished with the same worst record as the Spurs, but somehow the chips fell towards y'all. Why?
I do know.
They schemed against us, but it is.
Now, the thing that I'm most shocked is that the Mavericks getting the first pick. Is this outcome save Nico Harris's job for this coming year?
Maybe that's why he was looking like a villain in that when they were in that playoff game, in that shot when he was sitting in the stands looking sinister and shit.
Yeah,
dude was cooking up something. He knew what was up. The fix was in.
I mean, there's no way. Like, I think this is almost like, because they had 1.8% chance to get the first pick. How does a playoff team get the first pick?
I mean, the NBA, there's too much, way too much human involvement outside of the sport where it can influence the outcome of the game and where these teams are drafted. That's kind of why I like baseball more, because usually you're not going to come across a pitcher that you can buy off to throw a game because they are too serious about their craft to let someone come in and influence them. But I mean, you can get the umpires to do it, but then again, I mean, shit. They get paid enough to get calls wrong. I don't know what more they need. The NBA is, it feels like it's way too many chances to fix it to certain favoritism. And we know there's favoritism in this league. If you're Utah and Charlotte, I don't know what you do.
Well, I mean, you kind of, does Charlotte just trade ball and try to start over?
You know, that's the option. That clearly doesn't guarantee you getting the top pick. Because yeah, if you trade Lonzo, you're going to go from 20 wins to 9. So yeah. You know, that's not going to work. But you know, and for Utah, I mean, I swear, look, they needed Cooper Flagg. Because think about it. The only way they're going to get good is through the draft. And they got to draft these talented, our listeners. Isaiah, you know, when I talk, I tend to bring up race in almost everything, good and bad of it.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you do stand neutral on that topic. So I do appreciate.
And it's either joking or something is happening right in society or whatever. But right. And even if I joke, I'm just fucking around. But
exactly, yeah.
Let's just be honest. Utah needed someone like Cooper Flagg.
Yeah,
you need that John Stockton. White boy, talented. Yes, he fits in Utah. They are not going to get any free agents to go live. How you going to... Okay, just put me for instance. I can't survive in Salt Lake City because where the hell am I going to find a barber? Number one,
exactly.
It's the same reason. The same reason why Salt Lake City has a hard time getting top free agents falls in line with the same reason why the Vancouver Grizzlies don't exist anymore. It's Whiteville, man. It don't serve our community.
No, yeah, yeah.
It turns away. What top free agent? What top free agent ever said, I'm going to go sign with the Utah Jazz?
I don't remember any All-Stars going.
We'll put that in the chat. We'll put that as a poll if you can think of any. Because I'm doing this cold turkey because I can't think of anything.
No.
I certainly can't right off the top of my head. No one signs there. You got to do it through the draft. And Cooper Flagg would have put them over the top. And I feel bad for them. They got screwed out of that. Washington wasn't going to get it. I feel like Washington is pretty much like, it's not even purgatory. What's lower than purgatory? That's where they are as far as NBA franchise. Which is kind of sad because that region looks like they got some hoopers that live out there. Like kind of like in Houston. And, you know, they take their shit serious. So you would think it will reflect in how the organization is ran, but clearly it's not. And speaking of which, how the hell are the Hawks constantly trash in a city like Atlanta?
They traded a lot of their shit away. Like when they got the DeJounte Murray for the Spurs.
And they're going to do it again when they trade Trae Young.
Yeah. Well, they're going to get more capital for Trae. They're going to get more drafts. They traded for DeJounte Murray from the Spurs. So they gave us a lot of draft capital. So, I mean, wasn't the last time they had like a good pick? I mean,
Milwaukee is about to get that draft capital.
Yeah, Milwaukee's about to get a lot of draft capital, more, definitely more than the Hawks. But I think I saw a stat that like the next seven drafts, the Spurs have like 30-something picks. There's only two rounds in the draft. Trading away Kawhi, trading away DeRozan, trading away DeJounte Murray, trading away Derek White. You know, it's starting to come around now. You got Wemby. Well,
they're about to give it to Milwaukee.
Yeah, shoot. I would give this second pick to Milwaukee. I don't care.
That's what they got to do. You got to spice up that deal if you want to get Giannis over. They're going to have to start
over. Oh, yeah. And it's not like Giannis is like 30, 35, 36. He's 30, you know? He still got a few years left in the tank.
Same reason why I don't want the Rockets to waste their stock on Durant.
Yeah, that tank is almost empty. Yeah, you don't. Yeah. He's a 1-year deal type of vet now, slowly. I mean, he'll make a difference for sure, right?
I want to make a difference for like 3+ years.
Exactly. Exactly. You want a leader, right? And I don't think KD's that. I don't know if KD's ever been a leader in a team that he's gone to. I don't know. Right? So.
If he says he was on the Warriors, Draymond going to call him and be like,
for real. Put him in a chokehold or something.
And speaking of Draymond, don't be going on the news crying about you tired of the media portraying you as an angry black man when, one, you anger right now. Two,
exactly.
You have a whole highlight reel of UFC fights.
You got more highlights of fights than actual basketball now at this point.
I think you average more fights in a season than you do points.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if he already broke the record for most techs in a career. A good little
if I was just to throw a name off the top of my head that would lead that list, it would have to be Rasheed Wallace.
Yeah, there you go. The Detroit.
Did you see that the video I sent you right before the pod with him and Meta World Peace when they got tied up?
No,
it's funny. I didn't see that. Because it's like him and Meta got tied up and then he let go and backed away. It's like, oh, okay, so fake crazy meets real crazy because he was about to turn in a Ron Artest for a minute.
Yeah, you know, the whole fake tough guy act, you know, it's going to catch up to you once you meet the actual tough guy. You know.
In that split second, he was about to forget what world peace was.
Yeah. Playoffs are going on right now. Conference semifinals. I hope it's in the finals. I'm talking about in the NBA finals. I hope it's the Cavs and the Thunder. Personally, that's kind of who I want.
You know? Halliburton already 5 for 6 from three.
He
brought them back. It ain't happening. They're gonna close them out.
Did you see game two, where like he hit that like fadeaway three?
I was at a bar.
Oh, that's awesome.
When that shot hit, I remember everyone just everyone just reacted to it inside. Yeah. And I like my mouth just dropped because I'm like, how the fuck do you catch your own rebound, back it out, and then hit the three?
Yeah. That's a certain type of factor that not a lot of people have. You know?
Definitely not on the Rockets this year.
But yeah. So, but in, or I wouldn't mind a Pacers Wolves, but I don't think the Wolves are gonna beat out whoever.
It's gonna be. I think the Wolves can come out the West.
Okay.
Because they've shown they have the ability to close out when they need
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
And true. They and much like Indiana and New York, the role guys are actually doing their shit.
And yeah, they are. Yeah.
But I don't know. That Denver OKC series, I don't know. I don't know who's going to, because I think, didn't I flip a coin on that?
I think you did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think we caught it. But we, you know, but yeah, I think you flipped a coin for that one.
Yeah, because I don't know who's going to come out of there. But I'll probably lean towards Minnesota coming out the West. This city needs something to celebrate. And I'll probably call Minnesota, New York in the final.
Minnesota, New York. Ooh, I like it. I like it. Tragic injury happened yesterday. Jason Tatum went down. It was funny because we were both watching the game, right? And we both saw how he was reacting, right? And you immediately text me, boy better have torn his ACL if he's spinning around like that.
And well, then I didn't say boy, but...
Yeah, yeah. Man.
We'll say that.
Yeah, I said boy for PG purposes.
Yeah, I said this boy better have torn his ACL, Achilles, all that shit, the way he's grabbing in pain. And I was like, oh shit, he did tear his Achilles.
He did. Yeah, like 20 hours later, news breaks that he did tear his ACL. He already had surgery. So he's out for a while.
Why is the internet picking on him? It's like, dude, don't try to be like Kobe when you won the finals. That's what everyone said. Don't try to be like Kobe. Don't try to be like Kobe.
Yeah.
You try to be like Kobe. But besides that, what else? I mean, I don't think he's like corny or anything. Is he?
No. And then the whole thing, he also copied like Garnett in his post-win. Like on the field thing. But
yeah.
No, I mean, once everyone has said everything to be said about the finals, like, what else is there, right? And then everyone says the whole, like, everyone wants to know what would happen if I didn't win. And then I guess we'll never know, right? Everyone has said that now. Super Bowl champion, hockey, you know, baseball.
Yeah, I remember when... the Astros and Rangers was trading bars with that.
Yeah, it was Bregman and then Seager, whoever. Yeah. Yeah, we don't talk about that anymore. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. So I got the Pacers Wolves, and you got. No, I would say Pacers and Thunder.
That's Wolves Knicks.
Wolves Knicks. There you go. That's what you said. Yeah. Anyway, let's segue on to our next topic, Kyle. And there was an announcement today from the MLB, right?
Yeah, they can eat shit. I knew they were going to wait until he died.
Yeah, I feel like that's just like, is it like, it's wrong, but it's like a pity thing. Or I don't know, not a pity, but you know. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a wrong move.
I mean, his bat was already in the hall.
Exactly. And it's like, I know.
So,
and then my dad's going to be excited about the Shooter's Joe Jackson one. I know that.
He reenacts the Shooter's Joe Jackson story. Wasn't it kind of proven that he didn't participate in the bribes?
Yeah. Yeah. There was only two players.
Yeah. There was only two. I was actually reading a little piece on him, and they said, well, you know, the only reason why there was money in his possession was because one of the other players came to his hotel room and just left it on the floor.
Yeah.
You know? And so, because they really wanted him, you know, participate in the bribes. And
yeah, they wanted him to throw.
Yeah. But he had this, he had 12 hits in that series.
I mean, exactly. Have you seen that movie? The one that talks about, I think it's called Nine Men Out, or Eight Men Out, something like that.
It's a really good movie.
I've seen it a few times. I think it's a great baseball story. If you love sports movies just in general, it's a really good watch. It's one of my favorite ones up there. It's up there with, you know, We Are Marshall.
Eight Men Out.
Yep.
It's a really good story. It goes into detail, like the owner's like a jackass. Yeah. So, like, it's been out for a while.
Yeah, 88. I am watching this tonight.
Yeah, dude. I highly recommend it. It's a great movie. There's a scene where their starting pitcher, he has to meet a certain, like, incentives, right? He has to play so many games to get this incentive, and then he goes in for that incentive, and the owner is like, "Oh, you missed it by one game." He's like, "Well, because you guys rested me." He's like, "Well, the game's the game," or whatever, you know. So then that pitcher then decides to, like, first he was out, but then he decides to, like, go in on the bribe too and throw the game. So, but yeah, no, it's
the Astros forgiven with these with. Clearly, Pete Rose and Shula Joe being forgiven by MLB.
You know, so I like to make
the Astros behind us.
Oh, shoot, I put them behind me in 2018.
Oh, I did too. But I'm talking to everyone else. So mainly Yankee and Dodger fans.
That they're never going to drop, especially Dodgers fans. They're never going to drop it. You know, but am I crazy to make the correlation between Shooters Joe Jackson and Jose Altuve? For the 2017 season?
I mean, Altuve didn't participate in the stealing. He didn't want it.
He didn't.
I mean, it was proven that he didn't have any sort of assistance, in quotations.
Mm-hmm. There's even a whole book about it, too, to prove his innocence. Was that a year he won MVP?
Yep. Right? In the year Yankee fans complained that Judge should have won MVP.
Oh my gosh. Alright. I mean, speaking of Judge, what he's doing right now is stupid to start the season, because we're already a quarter of the way in.
Helps when you play in a little league ballpark.
Helps when he plays a ballpark that's made for him. So as of now, he's hitting .414 batting average, 14 home runs, and 40 RBIs. He's leading in the Triple Crown, right?
And it's funny to say that when we have Minute Maid.
Yeah, you know, Minute Maid's that left field's pretty favorable. But
I wish they would use it.
I want to go back to the Pete Rose and Shooter Joe Jackson case. So, are they going to do the same thing for Bonds, or is that like a different case?
They hate Bonds. That's what they hate Bonds. To Major League Baseball, Barry Bonds is a pretentious asshole, and they don't want nothing to do with him.
You know what was crazy? If you take away his seven, how many MVPs did he have? Seven?
Some. I thought it was like, I think it's four MVPs, seven Gold Gloves, something like that.
I think there was a stat that said if you take away. No, he had seven MVPs. Yeah, if you take away his seven MVP seasons, he still has over 440 home runs and over 350 stolen bases. You know, like,
it's crazy.
How do you not?
Yeah, I am so glad that I was alive.
Eight-time Gold Glove too. Eight-time Gold Glove.
So I was close on that number.
How the hell does PEDs have to do? I mean, I get it, right? But
you can run.
Look at yeah, that's true.
I'm glad to have been alive to see the home run chases of McGuire, Sosa, Bonds, who else? Pujols.
Judge. No, I'm just kidding.
No. That's
Pujols. Pujols was what was fun.
Early in his career, the early St. Louis Albert Pujols.
You mean the Angels? The killer? No. Angels? I'm just kidding. I mean the Astros killer from the Angels?
Yeah. Yeah, that one.
Always hurts knowing he has the most home runs. Like, his most home runs against any team is the Astros. That hurts.
Yeah. Why does... Okay, flipping it back to Houston. Why does some of the ugliest stats in sports involve Houston? Again, what do we do?
There's those strip clubs, man. It's dirty over there.
Nothing to do with that.
It's dirty.
It's nothing to do with that. Anyways,
being punished.
Yeah, they got to let Bonds. They're gonna have to let him in after he dies. Of course, that's what
of course they'll do.
But I don't even think he gives a shit.
No, I think because he knows he's probably the best. You know. Like, everyone knows he's everyone besides the admins, principals, and will be the board. Everyone knows that he should be in the Hall of Fame, right? If Judge is allowed to use this torpedo bat and he's doing what he's doing, you know, whole argument, you still have to hit the ball. Even though you take PEDs, you still got to fucking hit the ball, too.
Okay, you know? You're a trash can bang, but you still got to hit the ball.
Exactly.
You think Judge gets the 700? He's 33 and he's at like 320 something.
He's 33. He's at 320.
Yeah.
So he needs let's just say he hits 60 this year, right? So let's say he's at 380, right? At 33. So he needs another 320, right? So that's 8 years of 40 home runs, which makes him 41. No, I don't think he gets to 700. Yeah. I don't think so. If he has to play 8 more years and average 40 home runs,
and not get hurt.
Yeah. Now, if he ever turns playoff Judge into regular season Judge, he's screwed. He's done. Right? Because playoff Judge is awful. Playoff Judge is god awful. Regular season, he's the best baseball player behind Shohei, right? In the regular season. But
you know who you want to know who else is coming creeping into that category of playoff Judge? Playoff who? Tucker.
Yeah, he is. He is. I mean, the man got player of the week for first week straight out of the gate. Listen, cops, I'm telling you, awesome regular season guy. You love him. You'll call him King Tuck for 162 games. Come October, you're going to say, what are you doing? Put on some gloves. Maybe that'll help.
And then come December, you find out that he's getting $151 million deferred from the Dodgers.
Exactly.
You got to feed the beast, and the beast wants to keep eating. sticking with baseball.
Yeah.
How do you fix the Rockies and the White Sox?
Well, step one, you fire the manager. Rockies did
they
that.
They did that.
Yep. Rockies just recently did that. That's step one. You bring in a temp guy and see how it does, right? If you win a series, you're already halfway of what your win total was prior, right? If you somehow get a sweep in one series, then you already
they're not even winning 40 games this year. They're 7-30 what? 7-34. They're actually worse than where the White Sox was at this point.
Yeah, they're on pace. The record of the least amount of wins or most losses is about to be broken back to back years.
Yeah, and they're in a unique situation because they can't fully tank because MLB has that anti-tanking rule where you're not going to get a top six pick, you know, after three straight years of futility. And they play in probably, I've never been anywhere in the Rocky Mountain region, but they probably have the nicest ballpark in the majors.
Probably.
That game where they lost to the San Diego Chargers 21-0, they had 38,000 at the ballpark. And most of the people stayed through the game.
Wow, 38,000 is crazy for a sucky
for team a team like that. Like that. Yeah. So people are still showing up to watch that garbage on the field.
21-0. That's like NFL. That's three touchdowns.
That wasn't the Padres. That wasn't the Padres. That was the Chargers.
That was the Daniel Thomason, Philip Rivers, San Diego Chargers going in there.
So, I think at this point, people are just showing up there just because it's a vibe to be at Coors Field. Because why else are you going?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I guess downtown Denver is, you know, I guess it's nice out there for people. I mean, it would have to be.
It's for the Rockies or for the people that can't afford Nuggets tickets.
If they're overcharging for those tickets, that's a damn shame.
If the cheapest ticket is over $12, that's a shame. If a ticket costs more than a beer, something's wrong for a team like that.
But see, it's like the first problem, maybe Major League Baseball didn't think about this when they decided on expansion teams, but did they not do the physics enough to see how much pitchers would be affected?
No, they didn't. They're like, hey, this climate is going to be great for our batters. And it's like, well, so it is for the other team too and your pitchers. And if your pitchers let hard hit contact, you're going to have a lot of souvenirs out in the, you know, center field, left field. So, yeah. The pitchers there have to be clean. They can't allow good hard hit contact, can't allow good barrel percentage. Because if that bat just kisses the ball, it's gone. It's over. That's why that one time where the Home Run Derby was there a few years ago, we saw 500-foot homers during the Home Run Derby.
Which we knew that was going to happen.
Oh, yeah. I think Soto hit the farthest one that year. I think Pete Alonso won that year. But, yeah, the Rockies are on pace to beat the White Sox from last year. And that's just...
They literally said, hold my beer.
They said, hold my Coors. Watch this.
Hold my Coors. I used to drink Coors a lot when I started out in college.
Yeah, same. That was my beer in college. I switched to Ultra. Mm-hmm. Now Premier, more Modelo. But
advertising works, though, because ever since a kid, I was seeing that train.
Cold Mountains.
Been seeing it since I was a kid, and
yeah,
you know, that's right.
So the advertising works. So people, even on children,
even on children. So alcohol, all that shit, it works. It fucking works.
It does. It does. Wait. We got one more baseball topic. Not MLB topic, but baseball topic. Yeah, I'm gonna let you lead this one because I've heard about this in a while, but yeah.
Yeah, and maybe it was just random, just because it popped up on my algorithms when I was, you know, doom scrolling through YouTube, and I just happened to watch, you know, a little bit of it, and I mean, honestly, the conclusion I'm just coming to is can we leave Trevor Bauer in the past? Because at this point, I don't see it, because there is a camp that's arguing to say, you know, give him a shot. But aside from, and I'm not even getting into the legal situation, it's just, I'm just focusing on strictly baseball. If there was a not more of a clear consensus that someone is not wanted around them, Major League, the Dodgers, and really baseball as a whole kind of sent that message pretty loud and clearly. And this video just pretty much went into kind of like his backstory. And honestly, I mean, look, the kid, apparently he was bullied. You know, he was bullied mainly by Gerrit Cole. every you know, seems like every team that he was on through college. I mean, until he took off, he was, you know, he had a weird ways of, you know, getting his arm loose to pitch, among other things. But there's a time where
what did he do to get loose?
He has this long, just because I'm not gonna go technically into remembering what the fuck it was, because I didn't even write the actual term in the notes. It was just this long little winding stick, this thing where he just twirls it around, like kind of like if you think gymnastics and you like a miniature size of, you know, the, what is it, when they run and they have to jump over.
Oh, pole vault.
Yeah, that's
sure. Javelin.
That's what that's what that shit looked like to me, because that's how long it was that he was using.
He takes the baton from the color guard high school girls.
And it mentioned in the little mini video documentary, whatever, that on a team flight, the airport had lost it, and he had the whole flight delayed for the team until they found it. So it's the bully kid that turned asshole. Sure. It's pretty much
that happens.
What describes him, and that was, you know, one of the many several incidents that's happened, you know, throughout his life, or you know his coming up in his baseball career at least. But pretty much every team that he's been on, there's been a bad rap about him that followed. And then you have this segment of a population, mainly among, there's a certain, and look, Isaiah, you know, also there's a certain type of guys that's champion to give him another chance. It's the type of dudes that would do the shit that he did. So that got him in trouble. Them the main ones. I just don't get why there was such a big fuss for him to come back. Because, especially if you're an Astros fan, like, you definitely didn't want to see his ass around.
Yeah. But, I mean, there was one point I personally wanted, like, hey, if he's clean, bring him. But he's not clean. He's not clean. Yeah, he's not. I mean, and when I mean by clean, he's not, like, you know, team player, chemistry, exactly. Leader, stuff like that.
If the Dodgers didn't want you in the clubhouse, I mean, that was the largest sign right there. I mean, forget the legal stuff aside. I mean, you know, them dudes didn't even want you around them.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a character issue more than anything.
Exactly. I heard he's doing good in the Mexico League, which is good for him.
Well, it's the Mexico League, though.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then Cuban or Dominican, you know. But
yeah, it was random, and it came through, and I'm pretty much just, you know, and you know, I'm kind of contradicting myself. Let's give it a rest, you know, by bringing it up. But I'm sure. But shit, why the hell, out of all things, did that shit pop up in my algorithms? Is the first question. And then two, I guess the fact that it did pop up randomly, leave the shit in the past. Dude's washed now. If he ain't been signed then, he ain't getting signed now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's been, what, 2 years? Going on 3 now?
No, it's been way longer than that.
Way longer? Shoot. These past 4 years have been a blink. It's been a flash.
Yeah, I don't know. It feels like yesterday was still 2018.
Oh, I know. We were still in college playing Fortnite, GTA, you know, right around.
I was playing Fortnite. I was getting my ass kicked too much in that shit.
You were getting your ass kicked and getting ass in GTA. Anyway, we won't bring up stats. But I have
a topic. If you don't leave that stat alone.
I just want to know if you're going to go for the record in GTA 6. That's it. That's all I want to know. I wonder if you want to break your own record. Gosh.
Come on. Come on, man. This is Vice City. Of course, you know I am.
Oh, I'm breaking it in the first week. Anyway, enough inside jokes. I threw in a topic last minute. that I want to discuss. I'll want you to answer this first, but in your opinion, besides quarterback, what is the hardest position to play in the NFL? Besides the quarterback position. Any side of the ball, offense, defense. I mean, special teams, you probably could say special teams, right? Like, say, no, long snapper, right? But
hardest. The hardest position. The hardest position. Not the most dangerous, but the hardest position. And I can't justify another reason besides offensive tackle.
Okay.
Because okay.
That's a curveball, but I can see it.
Because you have the largest responsibility of protecting the quarterback. You got to protect his blind side. And how often do you get pissed the hell off when your QB gets lit up from behind? And the first thing you're doing is going, where the fuck is the left tackle?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everyone looks at the left tackle.
Left tackles have to go up against some of the greatest athletes on the line. They got, and their hand is either in the dirt or they standing up getting ready to rush. And the blitz is always coming off that side. You're protecting your inside, and you got the whole outside that you got to protect, especially if you're on the island without tight end help.
Right, right.
You gotta see where the blitz is coming from. You gotta know where you gotta feel if your quarterback is stepping up to you, if he's gonna go around. You gotta know when to let go of your hands so you don't get hit for holding or illegal contact on screens. And this is really for all offensive linemen. You gotta know when to stay back before they get you for a legal man downfield. Like it is knowing your positioning. And just the athletes that's coming off the edge. I mean, you're constantly getting beat up. Again, like the rest of us. I don't want the guards and the centers to get pissed off because they're all getting beat up. But that tackle is out there on the island.
Exactly. And just to add to your point, I'll try to give you an assist here. But you have to be born to play left tackle. Get to be born with that size.
Dudes get moved off of it once they get to the league because they realize that they ain't it for that position. You got to be like a fucking Trent Williams to play left tackle. I think that dude came out the womb ready to block.
Oh, dog. He came out the womb doing pass pro. He didn't come out head first. He was doing pass pro out the womb. But like they even have measurements to consider you as a left tackle or not or stuff like that. You got to be a certain height. Your arms got to be certain, like your hands. You got to be a certain weight, right? You know, Lane Johnson's probably one of the most athletic tackles ever, right? Jason Peters, you know. Tyrone Smith was the most, like, physique-wise left tackle that I've ever seen.
Fucking dude. Physique,
dude, oh my God. Man didn't have a gut. He was just built big. Right, guys like that. You need to be that physique to even start good. Right, Anthony Munoz, huge fella. Right, I'm going to blank. Who's the Hall of Famer from the Rams? Pace? Robinson? No, Orlando Pace. No. You're right, Orlando Pace. Yeah, so stuff like that. Joe Thomas, right? You know, one of the most consistently great left tackles that never won anything. But yeah, no, I thought it was a curveball.
Loyalty,
exactly. But after you elaborate on it, I can see it. It makes sense to me. Mine, I'm going to say now the consensus would say like the cornerback position, right?
You got safety help. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, exactly. Mine is receiver.
I was going to go there too because they get lit up going across the middle. Yeah, but
now I might get some hate for this. But cornerbacks are players who couldn't play receiver, right? That is my stance. And I think an NFL player said it too, right? I think he was on a podcast, and Richard Sherman was on the same podcast. I don't think it's his podcast, but it was the podcast. It's like the only reason why you say cornerback is harder because you couldn't play receiver, right? Now,
receivers. We do call cornerbacks receivers who couldn't catch.
Exactly. Now, you never had to see the amount of effort. Shit. Yeah. You never had to see the amount of effort that a defense had to put on Calvin Johnson, vice versa, on defense, you know? There's not... I mean, Revis Island, I think, is the best cornerback I've ever seen play, right? Live. Right? There's a reason why they call him Revis Island. You put him against anybody, he'll shut him down one-on-one.
But respect to Ronnie Lott and Mel Blount for basically changing the rules of how cornerbacks play.
Yeah, exactly. But now I get it, right? If you're playing man-to-man, cornerback has to stay with him. But the receiver still has to get by him. Now, once he gets by him, there's usually a safety or a linebacker waiting for them next, right? I think hands down, besides the QB position, receiver trying to get away from elite talent just like they are, but also the circus catches they have to make, the moves they have to make. Remember, I remember how we had this discussion long ago. Your wide receiver ones are usually around 200 pounds, around 6'1 to 6'3. That's how it is. Jamar Chase, 6'1, 205. CeeDee Lamb, 6'3, 200. Justin Jefferson, 6'3, 200.
Too late. You know? I need my receiver to be like 6'6, 220, 230. Calm
down, Nico Collins.
I need you to sometimes deliver.
Speaking of that, the Texans got a pretty good receiver, a big one too. Probably one of the biggest ones is Jaden Higgins from Iowa State. That boy, man. Big.
Like I said, size and speed is what gets it done. Because you're gonna get hit when you go out there. Yeah. And I need you to be able to throw a shoulder too. Okay.
Exactly.
So like.
I cannot have
a stick for a receiver. I don't know how Devontae Smith is still alive in this league.
Well, because he has A.J. Brown taking the people away. He has A.J. Brown's taking the big scary safeties.
Because see, look at what's happening in Tank Dell.
I know, exactly. It's his own teammates.
Too small. Too small, man.
And who's hurting him? The bigger receiver. It's the big receiver that's taking out the little receiver. Man. That's what I'm telling you. Now, yes, Nico Collins is going to hurt a bit. But you just need your wide receiver one, your X receiver, to be that tower. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, no, that's just a little segment I want to dive into.
We need a. Keep the football alive. We're in the doldrums of the off season.
Exactly. And football being our number one sport, we still need to show it some love. You know, show it some attention. But that's that. Let's move on to your off topic PSA. Public statement announcement.
I mean, it's not like no one is gonna listen to people's gonna do.
Also, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Sorry if we waited 48 minutes to tell you this, but happy Mother's Day. You know, yeah. I spent it really great with my wife. It was awesome. Her first official Mother's Day, so that was a blessing to see.
What did Josiah give her?
Josiah gave her a plant. Christy's taking up gardening, and so Josiah and Sam, our cat, got her a plant. I, as her husband, I ordered a custom made book that tells stories, like adventure stories, of Josiah and Sam. And it's like a cartoon picture that looks like Josiah and looks like Sam. And it says Josiah and Sam's adventures.
I thought you were going to say like a full diaper or something.
No, I would have got my ass kicked out of the house, Kyle, if I got it. But my wife does not.
Like you just hand him to her. He's full.
He's full. Yeah, here he's hungry. You know, I would have left starving, right? So, but dude, I barbecued on Mother's Day. I barbecued like 8 pounds of meat that day, dude. I'm not even joking. My in-laws just say like, oh, is this barbecuing? Because he did really good for, you know, my wife's birthday that one time. Sunday morning, Kyle, I had 5 pounds of meat just sitting outside my front door that I had to bring in and marinate, season, throw on the grill.
See what happens. Do it once, and then you got to do it.
I know. You do something good once, and they're going to expect the same results. Not fair. Anyway, Let's move on to your PSA, because your family had a very eventful
Mother's Day. Yeah, don't, because I hate seeing it when I'm on the freeway. Stop fucking flicking your fucking cigarettes out.
Dude, I hate that on the freeway too. It pisses me off.
And so this is the difference between, you know, it's going to be a stupid comparison, I don't care. Difference between weed smokers and cigarette smokers. Because weed smokers don't ever throw that shit out like that.
Boo, yeah, because they finish it.
Exactly, and they save it. Yeah. They save it and re-roll that shit.
You don't know how many friends' houses I went to that he had a lot of roaches that he just saved. Oh, God, dude,
don't even get me started with that. I seen a picture also of Snoop Dogg and the collection of roaches that he had. They still look like freaking blunts.
Yeah, those aren't roaches. Those are big roaches. If that's like, those are. There's a certain species of roaches that those are called.
But no, yeah, this fool, and I know it, where else could it have come from? Flicked out the cigarette, charred up a portion of the apartment building because it's 90 degrees with 20% humidity and windy. And someone thought it was a bright idea to flick out a cigarette. Fucking dumbass.
Yeah. No. That's and the damage that I saw that you sent in the chat, dude. That is that I understand why the fire department was called.
And then you see that shit on the freeway with all them sparks flying, and I always wonder, what if someone just filled up their gas tank and still had little driplets of gas flying out as they took off, as they accelerated? Boom. That's all it takes.
Literally, one spark. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, that's one thing that, especially when you're driving behind the person, and they throw out, and you see the just flick at you're on mute, and you see it just you're on mute,
and it'd be the biggest cherry on that cigarette when they toss it out, and that shit just explodes with sparks.
Yep, it's just like right after their last puff. Still super lit.
Puff, they took a chain hit on that shit. they just straight up pulled it and then just straight up tossed it out. But yeah, I don't know. And then there's an idiot sitting out there yesterday smoking again right next to the fire scene.
Yeah, and like I saw that picture, right? And the comedic effect for me was like there's a non-smoking sign. Like literally... feet right behind them. And then not only that, but of what happened yesterday, the crime scene, right? That's that. Buddy, if you're suspect number one, if I see that.
That's like a murderer returning to the scene where the caution tape is, and they still got the chalk outline of the body saying, oh, what happened here? Motherfucker, exactly. Someone died. And it didn't change his clothes. Still has blood splatter on it.
Didn't shower, didn't brush the
teeth. Didn't shower or nothing. Didn't clean the fingernails or nothing.
Oh, dude, that's funny.
But yeah, people, like, that was crazy. You gonna toss out a cigarette, cause a brush fryer, damn near take out the whole face of the building.
Yeah, that's... It happens, people, just because of one little cigarette. All it takes is one little spark in the right conditions. That's it. I think forest fires start.
It's been. They got some. I saw in the news up here. They got some little mini wildfire happening.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I saw. There's a mini fire in Minnesota right now.
Yeah, man.
It was probably a gender reveal.
Yeah, it was fucking. It's fucking hot and dry up here, man.
Dude, it's been. It's been hot here, dude. We're slowly approaching triple digits already. Sure. It's May, bro.
Yeah, we're going to be in for it this summer.
Yeah. We had a crap load of rain this past month. And now, the heat. Heat, baby.
That means some mosquitoes.
Yeah. There hasn't been mosquitoes lately, but after it rained, the heat came right after. And, dude, oh my gosh. When I get bit, I get swollen. Swollen bites, bro. Not even joking.
Man. I'm glad I ain't got to deal with that up here. I haven't had a mosquito bite in years.
Good, man. It's too cold for them up there. It's too nice. Right. But no, that was we'll go ahead and end it there. Let us know what y'all think about, you know, MLB finally letting Pete Rose in and shooting Joe Jackson, or what you think the hardest position in the NFL is. Tell us if we're wrong, because we're actually not. All right. If you could just say cornerback, I need a paragraph in Times New Roman, size 12 font, explaining why.
And if we do have lawyers on the side that will, you know, fight back if y'all try to get us for saying, well, they say they're not wrong.
Exactly.
We're talking shit. Remember that.
Yeah, we're talking shit. Listen, we're not just two bums doing a podcast, all right?
And we are two bums. We don't have lawyers.
We don't. But we got degrees, we got career jobs, and we got experience being bums. No, I'm just kidding.
We're bums on a payroll and with health insurance.
We're bums with, yeah, exactly what he said. I'm just going to leave it at that. All right. But thank you all for listening. Hopefully you guys like this new video concept. You know, you guys could get to stay, keep up with the topics now. You know what we're talking about. Our handles are on top, you know, for the YouTube, the Instagram. We got little titles, you know, a little audio visualizer. So let us know what y'all think. Don't hurt my feelings, all right? We appreciate you.